Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Wendy, I'm calling. I'm calling about order number 887069.
Can you bear with
me? My name is Herb Braverman.
Okay, and you said that was 887069?
That's right. It says here I ordered something called Cetoflux. It says Cetoflux subscription monthly X3.
Okay.
I got an email saying it was sent out. I don't even know what it is. Need you to tell me that. Maybe I did order it, but I don't recall ever ordering it. So tell me what Cetoflux is.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment, sir. I'm just getting everything pulled up here on my screen. All righty. Here we go.
I sent an email. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I was just going to ask, for security purposes, could you verify either your address or that email address would be fine?
Yes, my address, my email address, we've exchanged emails, so you might be a little bit behind the curve, hlblaw@aol.com. I explained
okay.
it. I traded emails with somebody named Eva. I don't know whether you know her or not.
Okay, now she'd be someone at the corporate office. I do see the account for the Cetoflux. It is it's a dietary supplement. It helps to suppress your appetite and cravings, help you to control your weight.
Yes.
Let me see here.
I really didn't order that. I don't know how. I mean, you know, these things come on the web, and maybe sometimes you hit a button you don't mean to hit. I'm not trying to suggest anybody was defrauding me, but I need to cancel the order. Now Eva wrote me back.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote, "Hi, Herb. We do understand that you would like to cancel your subscription." I guess, what does that mean? I would get it every so often?
Yes, sir. It originated back in August, on the 26th of August. There was a monthly subscription set up under your name with your email to an address of 3950 Orangewood Drive.
That's me.
And it was $64.50. You get the three bottles of the Cetoflux. And then it does, you know, it's a monthly plan. So it rolls over, you know, every 30 days, which they do offer that, you know, on like a 60-day cycle. So I could put like a 30-day hold on it and even offer 25% discount, you know. But is this something that you did order? You just didn't know it was going to be like on a monthly plan?
I think I sure didn't know it was going to be on a monthly plan. I didn't know that for sure. I may have ordered three bottles, like to try it and see if I like it, kind of thing.
Okay.
I may have. I don't. My mind is fine, but I don't recall this particular transaction. So anyhow, I emailed the company. Eva wrote back. We do understand you'd like to cancel your subscription, although we respect your decision. We'd like to make an offer to allow you to continue this life-changing product. It says, in addition to our initial big discount on your order,
mm-hmm.
I would like to process a 25% partial refund to your last order.
Mm-hmm.
We will also like to discount all your future billings by 25%, making your monthly billings $48.37. I would also like to offer to postpone your next billing to give you more time to consume and try the product, so your discontinued subscription will not start until 11/24/2020. Well, I understand what she wrote here, kind of, but
uh-huh.
I'm a little confused. Unfortunately, the next paragraph said, if you'd like to speak to a live representative, please contact, and I called your number, and here you are.
All right. Yes, sir.
So let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I must have read something about the product that made me feel that I wanted to try it. Okay. So I'm not accusing the company of anything, you know, horrible, or not so horrible. I'm not accusing the company of anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm willing to do. I mean, let me make sure. I mean, I did get the three bottles. I got the three bottles.
Okay.
And I have been using it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it so recently, I have no idea whether I want to continue to use it. You understand? I mean,
definitely.
They ask you to make a commitment. Of course, this is sales. I understand. I'm not. But here's what I'm willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she's going to reduce my monthly billing to $48.37.
Mm-hmm.
You said, and I like your idea just as well, can you send it every other month?
Definitely. Yes, sir. We can do that and just set it up on a 60-day cycle instead of a 30-day cycle.
At the discounted amount?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So let's do that. Give me until this as I read to you, this says your discounted subscription will not start until 11/24/20. That gives me like a couple months to try it.
Right. Yes, sir.
So if you're going to move it to 11/24/20 at $48.37 per mailing or per shipping,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better way of putting it.
Right.
And I will give it another in November. I'll get three more, and I'll try those. Or at that time, I'll make a decision about whether or not I feel some improvement or whatever it is I'm supposed to feel, and hopefully everything will be fine. So can you do that? Can you make that happen?
I can definitely make that happen for you. I'm working on adding the discount and changing the billing to 60 days and then
yeah.
also taking care yeah, of the date.
I mean, first of all, let me just say to you, I mean, as a matter of explanation, I'm not saying anything about the company, but I'm alone, so I'm not sharing these with anybody, and I can't afford all that $65 a month. It's just too much for me. I'm retired, you know.
Yes.
I'd like to lose a few pounds, but I have to pay my bills, too, at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you can move it down to the $48.37 and make it every other month
mm-hmm.
so that I can budget a little more reasonably, I will try it. This shipment that I got, I'll try the next shipment that we're now talking about in November. And, you know, I'm assuming that if there's a problem, I can always call you back and cancel. If I don't get any satisfaction, I can't continue to pay and so on and so forth. So mm-hmm. if you'll make those changes and then maybe send me an email confirming that.
Okay.
So I have a sense of what actually happened here today.
Yeah,
if you will do
sure.
that, then I'll try to continue using the product and see if it actually works.
Okay.
But I've only had, you know, it just came to me, the first shipment, and I've barely gotten into the first bottle. And, you know, you guys want me to make a subscription commitment. I just can't afford it.
Yeah, I definitely understand. And that is no problem at all. You can bear with me for just a moment. I'm in the process of making sure everything gets taken care of here.
Okay. So now, okay. Go ahead. You do what you have to do, but I hope you can talk and do this a little bit. As I understand it, this first order billing is going to be reduced down to 48, whatever it was, 48.37.
Right, yes, sir. I'm going to issue a refund back to that card. It'll take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to process and show as a credit back to your card, but I'm definitely taking care of that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And then you get every other month at that discounted figure. Every other month.
Right,
and,
starting in November on the 24th or
yeah.
25th. Yeah.
Let's see if we can both, you know, use the product healthfully and at the same time not completely back out of whatever commitment I may have made to you. I'm willing to keep trying it and see if it works. I hope it does.
Definitely. Yes, sir. Well, we have got you set up with that 25% discounted rate. Your next shipment is due to go out on 11/25. So if you decide that you want to change anything, give us a call in before that date.
Okay.
And then you are set up to be billed and shipped new product every 60 days after that. And you'll receive an email confirmation, confirming all of that for you. And you just give us a call back at any time if you have any questions.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right. You're very welcome. We thank you for calling into customer support. You have a great day.
Thanks for your help. I appreciate it. Bye now.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.